Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in the Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim Halacha Yid Aleph, which is also based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ches Amud Beis. We talked about Ufakadti al Kol Lochatzav, the responsibility that the Gabbai Tzedaka have in the previous halacha to use a means at their disposal, according to Rambam, to Chiyuv, even if only it's a rishos, according to the Ramban, when we're dealing with somebody who is recalcitrant, who is not given what he is supposed to give. Now we have the parallel case, but in the opposite direction, somebody who gives more than they can afford. Adam Shoa, profligate, Shonosin Tzedaka Yoser Min Aroilo, Osha Meitzer Leatzmo, somebody who's literally, you know, Misagi Fatzmo, to contribute to Tzedaka, Venosin Lagabayim Kadeshalo Yizbaish, Osir Latovo. Person cannot demand of that person viligbos mimenu tzedaka, and to collect from him. V'gabai shemachlimo, a gabai that puts pressure on him, v'shom mimenu asu lipareyash mimenu shenemar ufakati al kol lochatzav. Kach nifsak lahalacha biyaradeya simin resh mem ches. So the Prisha brings two different deos about what the situation that we're talking about is. So he says, Yeshomber dahachi kamar ish kazash and osin yose min aroi, kishashom menu asr leilech lechatchila etzlo, letovo, mimebusha, yitzdarech liten yoser. So it means you should try to avoid him. And if you look in the rugged Shavar Gaon, it is perish atzafnas paneach, it sounds so. He quotes in the Gemara Masech the Tainis, he says, look there, chavdalad, and the Gemara there talks about Elazar ish bartota, that the Gabbai Tzedaka used to run away from him, because everything that he had, he would always give them. So it says that he was once setting up a dowry for his daughter's wedding, and he saw the Gabbai Tzedaka, and they start running away from him. And he chases after them. Some of us learned this Bekiyas over the summer. And he chases them down in the marketplace and trying to get away. And he's like, what are you guys up to? They're like, oh, we're trying to arrange a marriage for orphans. He's like, ah, there you go. That has kedimos to my daughter. So he saves one coin for his daughter, gives the rest for the yisomim. He buys a little wheat for the daughter. The mother is like waiting at home anxious. She knows that her husband's going to give everything away. She says to the daughter, what'd your father do? And daughter says, yeah, you know dad. So go look in the cabinet where he had brought home like a little piece of wheat. And it was filled. It was ma'is anisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was... aser to aser, aser bishvil shatis asher. So be that as it may, then he says to his daughter, who came to the base medrash to tell him, kacha asa lecha ohavcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did another nes for you. So he says, well, but we can't benefit from it because it's hekdesh, asur l'adam lehenos mimais anisim. So that's a simple interpretation that the Gabbai Tzedaka should know who their customers are and they should make themselves scarce. But there's a second idea that the Prisha brings, which is a much bigger chiddush. Af achar shenadav liten kach v'kach asur lagabe lele chetzlo v'latovo shiyitna demachmas nedivaso nadav. It was on false pretenses. We know that the person really gave more than more than they really were capable of living up to, but they did so because they have a sense of shame. Maybe they were always insecure. They grew up impoverished. Whatever it was. But he says perish zahu dochak. He thinks that's a little bit of a stretch to say. If a person pledged it, we know that a person who pledges something to tzedaka, nadar neder gadol leloke Yisrael. So he thinks that might be a bridge too far. But he says this is a possible interpretation. So again, one interpretation is the person hasn't, made any commitments, but we know this person, we know their track record, so you should make yourself scarce, like the Gemara in Tainis, and that's, I think, the more conservative interpretation. And then there's a situation, a person who was no Dave, more than, they're really capable of giving, so the Gabbai Tzedaka should not go and collect from that person. That person, has a responsibility on their own, in time to live up to their commitment, but the fact is we're not going to be machlam them, embarrass them, and say, oh, you pledged so and such, we're going to hold them to account. So the Drisha considers this to be, the Prisha, excuse me, considers this to be a bit of a far-fetched interpretation, but I think it's actually meduyak that both are true in the Rambam. Because if you look carefully in the Rambam, Adam shows Shendosin Zaka Yosar Mina Railo, oh, Shemaitzer Lehatzmo, Venosin the Gabayim, Kadeshalo Yizbaish. Both of those situations, a person is giving more than they can afford. They could be a person of means, but they're giving way more than they could possibly afford, or they're a person of very few means and they're being miyatzer themselves to provide to tzedakah. Asor letovo, says the Rambam, we cannot ask of them, do the tviya, right, to be doresh of them. Viligbos mimenu tzedakah. So you could read it as asor letovo viligbos, or you could say that, no, there are two different things here. Asor letovo would be the precious first case, that we can't go to such a person and be toveya tzedakah from them, but also just to do gevia, just to collect what they've already pledged, the ligbos menu tzedakah. It's both of those cases. Even the second case, the person dedicated it, donated it, because otherwise they would have been embarrassed. So we take the position that the gabai tzedakah should exercise their discretion and say, we really know this person can't afford it. V'gabai shemachlimo v'shoel mimenu, right? Again, either a priori, hasn't committed anything, or, you know, that which they committed, so I think that is, a possible interpretation, a diak in the Rambam, that it's a remarkable fact that the Rambam would even include the second case of the Prisha, when a person has already committed themselves, nader neder gadol ka Yisrael, you could say, what does it have to do with the Gabay Tzedakah? He made the commitment and we're just, collecting it. No, v'afal pichen ufakati al kol lo chatzav. So we look in the Aruch HaShulchan and Yerodeya and Reish Memchas, and again, this is Nifsak l'halacha, word for word like the Rambam. The Rambam carries the day in this halacha. Ish nader b'yoser shener tzedakah yoser, but he really has nothing. Also, the tovo, the ligbos menu tzedakah, agabai shemachlimo v'shal menu, also the kodesh baruch liparei mimenu, v'kacham ruchachamenu zal d'haksiv, v'fakati akol lo chatzav, kai al gabei tzedakah, shalochatzim lahanosein litein, v'hu enu amor lisein ayin sham. So again, picked up by the Aruch HaShulchan, we have to, have gabay tzedakah who have seichel and understand, even in a situation where a person wants to be very generous, that this may not be reflective of what actually would be the appropriate thing in this situation.